WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, Spartan Nation. Hunter Rivers here, your daily dose of mental fitness. Welcome to another round of Spartan Mental Gym, where we sweat out those negative thought patterns and build a mind as strong as a Spartan warrior's physique. Today's workout is all about self-compassion. You know that feeling when you mess up? That internal critic kicks in, starts throwing shade like it's the world's worst stand-up comedian, right? Well, we're here to shut that jerk down and learn how to treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a good friend. Because let's be real, folks. We're all human. We make mistakes, stumble, even trip over our own feet sometimes. It's part of the beautiful mess called life. But how we react to those moments makes all the difference. Do we berate ourselves with insults that would make a sailor blush? Or do we offer a little understanding, a little support, and a whole lot of love? Here's your 5 key takeaways for today's self-compassion training session. First up, recognize your inner critic. That voice in your head isn't your best friend. It's more like that annoying gym buddy who constantly nags you to push harder even when you're about to pull a hamstring. Listen to it, sure, but don't let it dictate your self-worth. Remember, it's just chatter, not the gospel truth. Next, practice mindful awareness. This means paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it like being a detective in your own mind, observe what's happening without getting caught up in the drama. When you notice that inner critic spouting its negativity, gently acknowledge it and let it pass like a cloud drifting across the sky. Third, reframe negative self-talk. You know those nasty little thoughts that whisper you're not good enough or you'll never succeed. Turn them around. Replace them with positive affirmations that boost your confidence and remind you of your strengths. Remember, you're capable, worthy, and deserving of love even when you mess up. Fourth, cultivate self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are definitely nice. It's about making choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body in ways that feel good, and spend time with people who lift you up. Finally, be kind to yourself. Remember, you're human. You're going to make mistakes, have setbacks, and face challenges along the way. That's okay. It's all part of the journey. Treat yourself with the same kindness, patience, and understanding that you would offer a loved one who's struggling. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a treadmill, chasing after perfection? You know that feeling when you trip over your own feet, stub your toe, and then spend the rest of the day beating yourself up about it. That's what happens when we forget to practice self-compassion. We become our own worst critics, holding ourselves to impossible standards and punishing ourselves for any perceived flaws. Think about a time you made a mistake, maybe you forgot an important deadline, spilled coffee on your new shirt, or said something you didn't mean. Now imagine approaching that situation with self-compassion instead of self-criticism. You might say to yourself, okay, that didn't go as planned. It's okay. I can learn from this and do better next time. See the difference? By treating ourselves with kindness and understanding, we create space where we can grow, learn, and evolve without constantly feeling judged or inadequate. So remember, Spartans, self-compassion isn't about being self-forgiving up, it's about showing yourself the same love, support, and encouragement you'd offer to someone you care about. It's a superpower that can help you navigate life's challenges with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of inner peace. Ready to take action? Start by challenging those negative self-talk patterns. When you catch yourself thinking something harsh or critical, reframe it into a more compassionate statement. Remember, you are worthy of love, happiness, and success. Now go out there and show the world what a compassionate Spartan can do. Don't forget to share this episode with your fellow Spartans who need a reminder to be kind to themselves. Leave us a review, join the conversation on social media, and let's keep building a community of resilient, compassionate warriors together. Until next time, train hard, stay strong, and most importantly, be kind to yourselves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.